Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Et bonjour, Antelo.
Avec Véronica.
It's now officially autumn. Time to bring out those woolly socks and voluminous shawls. The fashionistas tell us the bigger the better this season. All the better to hide the damage wrought by delicious hot chocolates that we like to drink at this time of year. So it's Halloween week, of course, or All Souls. In the States and UK, it's an excuse for outrageous parties dressed as ghouls, witches, pumpkins, skeleton brides, and draping your home in ghostly webs, and of course trick and treat, without much of a thought to the origins of the tradition. In Poland, the focus is very much on the dead and dearly departed. Red candles are placed at gravesides, families spending the whole day there and freezing their socks off. Huge bouquets of chrysanthemums are brought to cemeteries all over France, a flower that seems uniquely associated with death, rather than just being jolly and brightly coloured, at a time when most other blooms have gone. In Osh at the Musée des Amériques, they're celebrating the Mexican Día de los Muertos. It's on the 31st from 6 p.m. to 11. You will be welcomed by a giant skeleton. There's a workshop for kids to make their own scary death masks, white paint on the face and black or red around the eyes, and later they can join a parade. At Florence from 5 till 11, there's a Halloween maze to get lost in at the Eloi Castin Salle with prizes for the best costumes, only €2 entry. From 2:30 at the Allo Grain at Lectour, so you could do both, there's Halloween magic, makeup sessions, tea, segueing into an aperitif and onto a knees up, followed by a slow dance once the children have been put to bed. Up at La Softa, the restaurant El País is inviting diners to put on their Halloween best for an evening of good food and scary karaoke. I think karaoke is always scary. MC'd by Chris Sono. To reserve your tables, call 0562 663615. On the 30th at 9, for the French speakers, at the Comedy Theatre in Lectour, Nikolai Gogol's comedy The Marriage. At the Manufacture Gallery, also in Lectour, an exhibition of black and white art by Samuel Latour and Pauline Effantin. I only learned recently that newborns, once their eyes start to see, are fascinated by black and white. We all knew that babies like colourful things, but before that, it's the monochrome they enjoy, so they would love this exhibition. Over the weekend, in the spirit of out with the old and in with the new, there's a Vide ma chambre at Sainte-Radegonde. Remember Toy Story and how the little boy suddenly grew weary of his once-loved Woody. That was a tearjerker. Then back to Lectour for the Vide Grenier de l'Automne at the Bastion. As for this week at the Flicks, we have The Chronology of Water, written for the screen and directed by Kirsten Stewart. Once the doe-eyed groupie of vampire males in Twilight, now she's the one in charge. This romantic drama is based on the story by Lidia Yuknovich, starring Imogen Poots as a young woman who finds her voice through the written word and swimming, thus overcoming the traumas of her earlier years. That's on the 30th at 3 and at 9, in English. One Battle After Another, directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, the new three-hour Leo DiCaprio epic as a washed-up revolutionary who finds new purpose in life, accompanied by a stellar cast: Rebecca Hall, Benicio del Toro, Sean Penn looking very hot in his middle years, in that irresistible, craggy, French-lined face way. That's at 9 on the 30th, and on the 31st, the 2014 version of A Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Another great way to celebrate Halloween. That's at 8:30. But if you still haven't seen it and nostalgic happy endings are your thing, Downton Abbey is still on at 3 o'clock on the 1st. No time to be bored in the Gers.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
À bientôt.
www.dfm930.com